Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 4th. You'll be interested to know, today is Election Day. Each year, communities across the nation celebrate the chance to vote and shape our shared future with kindness, participation, and civic pride. Polling places open early so neighbors, families, and friends can gather peacefully to honor democracy and the responsibility of choosing leaders with hope and gratitude today. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions hold steady until around noon, when they drop slightly to 2+ feet. By the afternoon, expect the wind to shift onshore at 5 miles per hour, adding some texture to the water. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 5-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6.5 feet at 7:30 a.m., followed by a -1 foot low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start with clean 2 feet waves on Wednesday, ideal for beginners. Thursday sees a steady increase with wave heights reaching 2 to 3+ feet in fair conditions. Friday maintains this size but offers a slight drop in quality as winds shift, making Thursday the standout day of the period for consistent surf. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 61 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will start with patchy drizzle before 10 a.m., then turn mostly sunny with a high near 65 and a south-southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible Wednesday night between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Then a warming trend brings sunny skies and highs, rising to near 70 by Friday and around 72 on Saturday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as Election Day approaches, Californians will decide on Proposition 50, which has seen unprecedented spending, with nearly $26 million devoted to ads and outreach efforts, surpassing any previous ballot measure in state history. Financed by nonprofits, political parties, and billionaire Tom Steyer, this independent effort aims to influence voter opinions on gerrymandering congressional districts. Flyers and digital ads have flooded the state, urging voters to either support or oppose the measure, while various political parties have reported independent expenditures, highlighting the significant national attention this election has garnered. In total, over $1 million has been spent by local parties and elected officials, reflecting the urgency and intensity of this election. Now on to sports. The city of Pasadena has filed a lawsuit against UCLA to enforce its lease for the Rose Bowl, which runs through June 30th, 2044. The lawsuit accuses UCLA of attempting to move football games to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, calling this a profound betrayal of trust. Pasadena officials, state taxpayers, have invested more than $150 million in stadium renovations. UCLA denies breaching the contract asserting that discussions about relocation do not violate the lease. The lawsuit seeks a court order to require UCLA to honor its lease, which officials claim is crucial for the community's economic health. Experts suggest the involvement of a government entity complicates potential negotiations. And last night, on Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Arizona Cardinals with a final score of 27-17. The Cowboys' offense struggled throughout, failing to score a touchdown until the fourth quarter, while the Cardinals, led by Jacoby Brissett, capitalized on their opportunities. Despite being ranked 21st in yards allowed, Arizona's defense limited Dak Prescott and his team significantly. The Cowboys fell to a record of 3 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie, diminishing their playoff hopes. In local sports, Shaven Sharp fought off a defender to convert an and one. DeAndre Ayton led the shorthanded Lakers with 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 block shots, securing a 123-115 victory over the Trailblazers on last night. Rui Hachimura contributed 28 points, while Nick Smith Jr. added 25 points, hitting 2 3-pointers to help seal the win. Danny Avdija scored 33 points for the Blazers, who had their 3-game winning streak snapped. The Lakers, missing both Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves, will host the San Antonio Spurs on Wednesday. In top news, Republicans hold a 219-213 majority in the House, but they could secure more seats if reapportionments favor them. Both parties are engaged in a fierce battle in legislatures and courts over redistricting ahead of the 2026 elections. Mid-decade reapportionments have been triggered by demands from Donald Trump for more Republican districts, combined with changing legal frameworks around partisan gerrymandering. As states push for redistricting, Texas aims for 5 additional seats for Republicans, while California seeks to gain 5 seats for Democrats. This high-stakes political maneuvering highlights the critical nature of upcoming legislative sessions. In business news, the fight over credit scores has escalated into a war among key players in the finance industry. For years, the FICO score has determined access to mortgages, car loans, and credit cards. Now, a $10 fee has ignited fierce competition between Fair Isaac, the creator of the FICO score, and 3 major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. These companies are advocating for their alternative score, VantageScore, which claims to enhance credit access. As tensions rise, experts warn that this battle could impact American taxpayers and the financial landscape significantly. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just over $107,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $3,600. And XRP is down 3% to $2.35. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now back to the show. Let's talk tech. Big banks are entering the stablecoin era by allowing international payments through Zelle. This initiative aims to help users transfer money across borders, with service available to any bank within the Zelle network. Stablecoins are digital currencies linked to fiat currencies, such as the US dollar, and are designed to maintain a consistent value. President Trump signed a bill in July to provide oversight for stablecoins, encouraging companies like Walmart and Amazon.com to explore their own coins. Currently, stablecoins primarily facilitate the buying and selling of other cryptocurrencies. And in entertainment news, Google has declined Disney's request to restore ABC to YouTube TV for election night coverage, instead proposing to let users watch ESPN and ABC as negotiations continue. This disagreement marks the fifth day of the blackout of Disney networks on YouTube TV due to a fee dispute. Disney requested that Google provide ABC on November 4th, but Google suggested that restoring both ABC and ESPN would better serve customers. Disney's networks went dark after their prior agreement expired on October 30th at midnight Eastern Time, with Google claiming Disney has demanded an unprecedented fee increase. Disney contends that Google refuses to pay fair rates for its channels. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Hunter S. Thompson. And he said, "Freedom is something that dies unless it's used." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.